爸爸要他做律师，他结果
做了修士了。
So his father wanted him to be a lawyer, but then he became a monk.
他就进到那个修道院。
So he entered into the monastery.
那每天早晨没有睡多少。
Every morning he didn't sleep.
2点钟就要起来了。
He had to wake up at 2 o'clock.
然后他们要做许许多多的事。
They had to do many things.
他苦待他自己。
He ill treated himself.
他苦待自己到一个地步，他的骨瘦到一个地步，他不吃啊不喝啊，这个剩的像骨头一样。
So he ill treated himself, so he became so thin.
有一次他的同事，他的 colleague 怎么讲
？His colleague mentioned.
他那时候刚好为主真理在那辩护。
So he was there speaking for the truth, debating for the truth.
利比洗那个城，他们有个很大的辩论。
So there's a city called Lesbic.
然后在那里辩论的时候呢，那么然后他就站起来了。
As he was debating, he was standing there.
那么那个朋友怎么说呢
？So what did his friend tell him?
他在站起来的时候啊，你看上去好像很瘦很瘦。
When he stood up, he was so thin.
他瘦到一个地步，你就看到他的骨头。
So he was so thin, you could see his bones.
所以你就知道说他是怎样的苦待他自己。
So you know how he ill-treated himself.
他觉得我只有这样苦待我自己，然后呢，我才能够得救。
He felt that this is the only way that if I ill-treat myself, I can be saved.
所以后来他就做见证说。
So then he had this testimony.
如果有一个人根据苦修可以完全的话。
If somebody can, through ill-treatment, can be saved.
他说我老早应该是，我老早应该毕业。
I should have graduated already.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？他以为说进到修道院，然后就能够获得神的欢喜。
He thought that going to the monastery he would please the Lord.
他觉得把世界丢在背后。
He felt that he could leave the world behind him.
他忘记他进入一个更可怕的世界。
He forgot he entered into even more terrible.
明白吗？结果神要再呼召他从那个世界里面出来。
So the Lord wanted him to come out from that world.
这是完全主自己做的。
This is what the Lord himself did.
他绝对没有想到。
He never imagined.
他自己告诉我们说。
He told us.
他觉得这一次进去是一辈子定。
He felt that he went there and he would never come out.
他一辈子是单身的。
So his whole life he was single.
一辈子就像贫穷的跟从主。
And he was poor and he followed the Lord.
你知道他是属于哪一个 order, 属于哪一派的呢
？But what kind of order did he belong to?
他是圣奥古斯丁派。
He's the Saint Augustine order.
这一派要求自己很严格。
So they required much for themselves.
那么他们只能住在 cell 里面，小小的什么板凳啊，就在里面。
So they could only live in a little cell.
然后就睡在旁边。
So they just slept next to it.
我说过只有几小时。
Just a few hours.
2点钟的时候就要起来了。
2 o'clock they have to wake up.
要去游行。
They had to march.
要读圣经。
Read the Bible.
要做这个要做那个。
Do this, do that.
所以要做一个真正的天主教。
So they want to be a true Catholic.
要做真正的好的修士。
To be a good monk.
马丁路德什么都做了
Martin Luther did everything.
他好像一样都不缺的
As if he didn't miss anything.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗
You see that?
他要的是得救
He wanted to be saved.
他问说我怎么样能站在神面前
He was asking how can I stand before God?
就是我怎么样能够因信称义呢
How can I be justified by faith?
他去过罗马
He had been to Rome.
他也爬过那个梯子
He also climbed the stairs.
一半忽然有声音说义人比因信得胜
And then all of a sudden he heard a voice.That the just shall be.
但是他还是回来了。
So they have to be justified by faith.
圣灵已经说了一点的话。
So after the Holy Spirit spoke to them,
但是他还是那个修士。
He was still that monk.
还是每天2点钟起来。
So he still woke up at 2 o'clock.
还是苦待他自己。
He still ill-treated himself.
他里面还是没有平安。
So he still had no peace.
所以就在那个时候，他怎么他这个结果很好，感谢主，有一个这个整个修道院那个负责人。
So thank the Lord that the person responsible for the monastery.
那个人是一个奥秘派。
So that person he was a mystic.
但今天我要告诉大家他是谁。
So I'll tell you later who he is.
这是为什么马丁路德得着奥秘派的帮助。
So that's why Martin Luther was helped by the mystics.
这个弟兄呢，他根本就知道我们都是因信称义。
So this brother knew that we are justified by faith.
所以他一再地告诉他。
So he kept on telling him,
你如果能站在神面前，不是因为乃是因着恩典，不是因为你做什么。
So if you stand before God by grace and not because he did something.
所以你明白吗？那个这个谁把这个道理告诉他的？
Who told him this?
是他这个上司把这个道路告诉他。
So this person responsible in the monastery told him.
有一天他对马丁路德说很重的话。
One day he spoke a strong word to Martin Luther.
他说你老以为神生你的气。
So you always think that God is angry at you.
其实不是。
But it's not.
是你生神的气。
Because you're angry at God.
他的眼睛开启。
So his eyes opened up.
但那个时候他还是陷在自己里面。
But he was still buried in himself.
你叫这样的人呢，他多半是把自己关起来的。
So this such a person always closes himself.
把世界关在外面。
He closes out the world outside.
他是一个人与主。
So it's him and the Lord.
是他越这样做，这个人越往里面看。
The more he does this, the more he introspects.
越往里面看，越分析自己。
The more he introspects, he examines himself.
这个罪还没有对付。
So I haven't dealt with
那个罪还没有对付。
That sin.
我也不完全，这也不完全。
This is not perfect. That's not.
所以我做这件事落在神震怒底下。
So I do this thing, I am under the just hand of God.
那件事也在神震怒。
That thing, I'm also under the hand of God.
我做也对，不做也错。做是错，不做也错。
To do is wrong, not to do is wrong.
我动也错，不动也错。
I move is wrong, not to move is wrong.
这就是一个人当他自己分析自己的。
So this person, when they examine
themselves, 他往里面看的时候
he looks inside,
就这种情形。现在让明白吗？
In this way.
在这个时候他根本没有想到改革，没有。
He never thought about reform at this point.
根本没有想到，根本没有想到离开天主教。
He never thought to leave the Catholic Church.
如果这样的话，
If it's this,
根本就没有路德会。
Then there's no Lutheran Church.
根本就没有今天教会今天这种情形，没有。
There will be no constituency.
但一直到今天，可能世界还是落在黑暗里。
Even until today, they probably still in darkness.
所以改革，马丁路德改革以后。
So after the Reformation,
就开始了现代的世界 modern world.
It started the modern world.
整个的现代的世界从哪里开始的呢？
When did the modern world start?
从马丁路德开始。
From Martin Luther.
他没有意思要做这个事。
He didn't want to do this.
神用他。
But the Lord was.
神用他把早晨带来。
The Lord was going to bring in the dawn through him.
当全世界最黑暗的时候。
As the world was the
darkest. 是马丁路德把曙光。
It was Martin Luther brought the light to the world.
但是不要忘记，
but brothers and sisters, don't forget,
他自己在黑暗里面。
He was still in darkness.
他也忘弥撒。
He still participated in
that. 他还是买赎罪券。
He bought indulgences.
还是朝圣，做了许多是别人做的。
He did everything else for himself.
尤其是修士。
Especially as a monk.
他不结婚。
He didn't marry.
那么他做所有教会说你该做的事。
He did all the things that people said you should do.
如果有一个人忠于教会的话，那一定是马丁路德。
So there's someone that faithful to the church is Martin Luther.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个人有可能改变吗？
Can this person change?
这个人有可能改变全世界。
Can he change the whole world?
弟兄姊妹，你没有想到。
You never imagined.
起初他只想到他自己的救恩。
In the beginning, he only thought of his own salvation.
结果神又为他预备了一个人。
Then the Lord prepared a person for him.
那可以说是他的老师。
And that's his teacher.
的确是启蒙的老师。
It's a good teacher.
就是我刚才所说的那个整个修道院里面的主持的。
It's the person responsible for the monastery.
那么结果他就帮助他。
So he helped him.
后来他知道他落在那，他知道这个人神要用他。
So he knew that this person was someone the Lord would use.
所以为着能帮助他。
So in order to help him.
所以就把他调离开那个地方。
He removed him from the monastery.
你做修士，你不肯离开修道院。
So if you're a monk, you cannot leave the monastery.
你一辈子都在那个修道院。
You're going to be there all your life.
你可以调到另外一个城市。
You can move to another city.
所以那时候刚好呢，德国有个王子。
But at that time there was a prince in Germany.
他花了一些钱，就在一个地方叫威丁堡，在那里盖了一个大学。
He spent some money in this one of the cities and built the university.
那么刚好呢，他们需要一些教授。
So this place that he needed a professor.
所以在那些修士里面呢，有一些很有学问的人。
So amongst the monks, there were some that were scholars.
所以这个时候呢，我们晓得这个主持就刚才说的这位弟兄呢，就建议他说，你不要你告诉他你要多读圣经。
So at this time, this brother suggested to him, you have to study the Bible.
其实他在大学图书馆里面找到一本全本的圣经。
So here in the university, he already found a whole Bible.
那么这个。 弟兄懂得怎么帮助。
Now this brother knew how to help him.
当一个人一直往里面去看。
If someone continues to just look at himself.
需要主的话，把他从他里面拯救出来。
He needs the word of the Lord to bring him out of himself.
他不可能借着省察自己能够在神面前称义，不可能。
He cannot through self-examination become justified.
他需要把他整个的心思不是放在自己身上，需要把它放在神的话语上。
So he has to transform his thoughts from focusing on himself into focusing on the word.
那他的老师
Thank the Lord, his teacher,
的确帮助了他
his teacher helped him greatly.
他知道这个人如果要被主真的得着的话
he knew that if this person was to be gained by the Lord,
他一定不能往一直往他里面看一直要回到神的话
he cannot just continue introspect but has to return to the word of
God 所以慢慢慢慢他就开始读圣经
slowly he started to read the Bible
然后慢慢慢慢的他就把他调到威丁堡大学里面去做教授
so heBrought him to Wittenberg University to become a professor.
做什么教授呢
To become what?
圣经教授
To become a Bible teacher.
不要忘记了像这样的教授在德国那时候没有几个跟基督徒没有的
There are very few professors like him at the time.
现在他们普通的上的课都是什么哲学课啊什么其他的课
So they took a lot of classes on philosophy and many other things.
那么很多很多的什么理论的什么这些
So many different truths.
但是马丁路德呢我们知道那个时候环境让他就是很多时间在那读读自己的话
But Martin Luther spent a lot of time studying the word of God.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
起头他是读诗篇
In the beginning he studied Psalms.
然后读罗马书
and then Book of Romans,
然后呢读加拉太书
and then Galatians,
就在他教圣经的时候
when he was teaching the Bible,
他让他预备功课了
when he was preparing the lesson,
他现在就能够好好的把主的话好好的读过
so he could read the word of God carefully,
他仍旧住在修道院
he still lives in the monastery,
那个修道院有个塔那个时候有个
There was a tower in the monastery.
结果他在塔里面呢就读预备讲预备他的罗马书的讲义。
So in the tower he was preparing his lessons from Rome.
那弟兄姊妹，那句话又回来了。
The word returned.
你记得那次他不是爬那个梯子的时候，一人比因信得生。
When he was climbing the stairs at that time, he heard the voice.The righteous shall be justified by faith.
你看见这是罗马书第一章里面的话。
This is the word of Romans 1.
所以他好好的把它读了，好好的读，好好读，读了好几遍。
So as he studied many times.
现在还教导别人了。
Now he has to teach others.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
那么他没有想到主借着罗马书来回答他所有的问题。
He didn't imagine that the Lord used the book of Romans to answer all his questions.
他本来没有平安。
Before he had no peace.
他没有喜乐。
He had no joy.
他没有重生。
He had not been born again.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一个经历来了。
There was an experience.
就在那个塔里面他读了圣经。
And that's how he studied the word.
主给他看见。
The Lord allowed him to see.
他一信他成义。
He was justified by sin.
他在神面前好像一点的罪也没有。
In the eyes of God, as if he had no sin.
不是因为他没有罪。
Not that he had no sin.
乃是因为我们的主为他死，为他钉十字架。
Because the Lord Jesus died for him on the cross.
因着主耶稣的血。
Because of his blood.
现在主悦纳我们的主。
Now the Lord has accepted him.
所以马丁路德可以站在神面前。
So Martin Luther could stand before God.
好像从来没有犯过罪。
As if he never sinned.
他得这个地位
so he receives a position
乃是称义的地位
is the position of justification
什么意思呢
what does that
他是罪人
he's a sinner
但是现在好像义人一样
but now he was like a righteous man
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这个时候就开他的眼睛
at this point the Lord really opened his eyes
他称那个经历叫做 tower experience 叫做塔高塔的经历
call that experience the tower experience
用我们今天的眼光来说
to use our words today
那一天主的话摸着了他
that day the word of the Lord
那一天主的话感动了他
that time the Word of the Lord,
改变了保罗的一生，改变了马丁路德的一生。
Changed the whole life of Martin Luther.
他终于蒙恩得救。
Finally was saved.
他终于重生了。
He finally was born again.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在你看那个老师是对的。
Now you saw the teacher was right.
现在给他看见说，他所以能够发现这个真理。
So he could discover this truth.
没有人，从来没有人发现过。
No one ever.
自从奥古斯都以圣圣奥古斯丁以后。
So、ever since Saint Augustine.
你从来没有一个人重新发现这个真理的。
No one had discovered again this truth.
没有，因为整个罗马教会给你看的真理是另外一面。
No, because the Roman Catholic Church showed you something different.
告诉你要行善。
Tell you have to do.
要买赎罪券。
To buy indulgences.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在主给他看得很清楚。
The Lord showed him clearly.
他发现了因信称义的真理。
He discovered the truth of the justification by faith.
忘记。
Don't forget.
他怎么叫做真理呢
？How did he know this truth?
因为是真理是放在一个很稳固的根基上。
Because this truth is established on a very firm foundation.
这根据是什么呢?
What is this foundation?
根据就是圣经。
The foundation is the Bible.
明白吗? 他发现了圣经。
He discovered the Bible.
而且他发现全本的圣经。
He discovered the whole Bible.
他决定用圣经来解释圣经。
He wanted to use the Bible to interpret the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
从前在天主教里面。
He used to be in the Catholic Church. In the Roman Catholic Church.
许多的圣经都是灵然解经。
Many interpretations are spiritualized.
比方说不是有驴驹吗?
But,
主耶稣牵了驴驹
来。Oh, didn't the Lord have come upon a colt?
有两只驴驹。
There are two colts.
那么 St. Augustine 怎么 来解经呢?
How did St. Augustine interpret it?
他说一个驴驹代表新约,一个驴驹代表旧约。
One colt represented the New Testament, one the Old Testament.
这是 Augustine 讲的。
So this is what St. Augustine said.
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never said
it. 你看见没有,这是 Augustine 在解释圣经。
This is how St. Augustine interpreted it.
然后大家都知道,哦,那两个驴驹,一个是旧约,一个是新约。
So one was the Old Testament, one was the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹。这个叫灵异解经。
This is to spiritualize.
灵异解经不小心变成随意解经。
So spiritualize, if you're not careful, becomes your own interpretation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？马丁路德认为这个不行，你这个怎么能发现真理呢
？So Martin Luther felt he couldn't do it this way.
两这么多一千年来，教会在黑暗里面，为什么就是不明白圣经呢
？So why was the church in darkness? Because they didn't understand the Bible.
现在马丁路德发现可以明白圣经。
So now Martin Luther said you can understand the Bible.
从前以为是教皇可以解释圣经。
Before you thought only the Pope could understand.
教会可以解释圣经。
Only the church could interpret the Bible.
马丁路德肯定不是。
Now Paul, Martin Luther said no.
According to interpretation of the Pope,
according to interpretation of the Church, our eyes are blind.
You
will never have a hope of being saved.
You
have to be saved, you have to buy indulgences. You have to do many good things.
You have
to read the rosaries. You have to participate in a mass. But it's different. Completely
different.
So what condition did he encounter? Now he found the foundation. He knows that the Word of God can interpret the Word of God. Not Martin Luther interpreted. If you study the whole New Testament, you discover
truth.
Man is justified not by the law. Man is justified not because he practices the law. But because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, everything is grace. You don't have to do anything. The Lord did everything on the cross. Martin Luther told others, this is the word of truth. He said, what is your basis? Thank the Lord. Not that the church said it. The word of the Lord said it. What does this mean?
Martin Luther 所以发现真理。
So Martin Luther discovered this truth
给我们看他发现圣经是唯一的权威
to show us that the Bible is the only authority.
你看见吗
you see that?
教会的话不算
The word of the church doesn't count.
教皇的话也不算
The word of the Pope doesn't count.
如果圣经是最高的权威的话
If the Bible is the greatest authority,
这什么意思
what does that mean?
教会的元首是基督
So the head of the church is Christ.
坐在宝座上面只有基督
So the one upon the throne is only Christ.
唯有基督
Only Christ.
那基督借着圣灵把圣经为我们打开
So the Holy Spirit, so the Christ through the Holy Spirit opened the Bible for us.
所以基督这个名字
So brothers and sisters, you understand.
马丁路德现在发现了两件事
Martin Luther discovered two things.
第一
First,
只有圣经
Only Bible.
只有主的话才是我们最高的权威
Only the word of the Lord is our greatest authority.
好如果你相信这是最高的权威的
If you believe this is the greatest authority.
如果把所有教会传统的解释都放在一边的话
So if you take all the church's interpretation to the side
现在你清楚了
Now you're clear
所有人称义乃是相信就可以
Everyone being justified is just through belief
所以弟兄姊妹
But it's just,
马丁路德就传这个传这件事传这件事
Martin Luther preached such a thing
那么就在那个时候
At that point
当然为什么他对这个赎罪券有意见呢
？Why was he had such a strong feeling about the indulgence?
他那个时候还是没有看见赎罪券怎么错。
He didn't see how wrong was the indulgence.
因为只要教会做的就是对的。
And because if the church does it, it's right.
他就顺服就好。
He just has to obey.
做修士第一件事就是顺服。
To be a monk, the first thing is to obey.
你的主持，你的上司告诉你怎么做就怎么做。
However, your superior tells you you have to do it.
那不要忘记，那他的上司就是教皇。
So his superior is the Pope.
所以明白吗？他可以直接找教皇。
He can go to the Pope.
你为什么顺服他呢
？Why do you obey him?
因为你顺服教皇。
Because you obey the Pope.
所以你想在那个架构底下。
So in such a structure.
谁来解释圣经
？Who interprets the Bible?
当然轮不到马丁路德。
Of course, it's not Martin Luther.
稀不稀奇
？But isn't it amazing?
他的上司，他的 的这个老师告诉他说
So his superior told him
你应该去读圣经
His teacher told him you have to read the Bible
你如果读圣经的话
If you read the Bible
你就知道说你虽然你这个两手不罢休虽然你做了许多事你还不能满足神
So you know you do many things you cannot satisfy the Lord
一切都是恩典
Everything is grace
稀奇吧
Is it amazing?
你要问这个老师是谁
You want to ask who is the teacher?
他怎么会给马丁路德这么大的帮助呢
How can he help Martin Luther
你看见没有这个帮助很重要的
This help is important.
如果马丁路德继续分析自己下去的话没有路的
If Martin Luther continued to look in within himself, he had no way.
他不能改变自己也不能改变世界
He cannot change himself, he cannot change the world.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
他从自己里面出来
So he came out of himself.
他把整个人放在圣经上
He engrossed himself in the Bible.
你看见没有他忘记他自己
He forgot himself.
当他读圣经的时候
He studied the Bible.
他真的发现真理
He discovered the truth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
主的意思不是叫他做教师
The Lord didn't want him to be a professor.
主要他发现真理
The Lord wanted him to discover the truth.
所以你看稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
神能够用一个修士
The Lord could use a monk.
做这么奇妙的事
To do such an amazing work.
所以有一天他就在这个十月三十一号那一天
So one on
十月三十号
So he, on October 31st
那是万灵节大家都知道
So it's Halloween All Saints Day
那那一天呢为什么那一天很重要呢
Why was it important
因为啊这个整个学习大学的创办人就是这个德国王子
So the founder of that school was that prince of Germany
那么他呢是标准的天主教徒
Now he was a typical Catholic
所以他大概收集了5005个这种 relics 就是那种遗骸啊什么这些东西
So he collected 5005 relics
比方说主耶稣钉十字架的钉子了
So for example nails that were used for the
不好笑好笑的他可以找到十几根
The funny thing was he found more than 10 of them
主耶稣钉十字架不需要那么多根吗
You don't need so many when
但是
的 Lord
这块木头也是主耶稣钉十字架的
So this wood was from the Lord's cross
也许那个骨头是彼得的骨头
Maybe that bone was Peter's bone
所以这个东西要
So you have to have a place to put these.
所以每年十月三十一号的时候
So every day, every year, October 31st.
那大家就知道那天要开放的
So everybody knows he'll open up for people to visit.
那么这个大学就把门打开所有人都可以进去去参观这些骸骨 留下来这些东西
So the university doors will be open and people could look at these relics.
那么他们一碰到就要 kiss, 要拜亲吻的或者要拜的
Said they will kiss or worship the relic.
这个十足的天主教没有错的。
So true Catholic.
但是因为这个礼拜堂是大学的礼拜堂。
Now because this cathedral belongs to the university.
那有的时候你要讨论一件事情的时候，你就可以把你的意见呢，把它贴在那个大门。
So if you want to express your opinion, you can place it on the main door.
因为那个时候很多人都来参观这个，到这个礼拜堂来啊。
Because many people came to visit.
是这样的，因为全世界欧洲很多地方都来的。
So many people from all of Europe.
尤其德国到处都来的。
Especially many places from Germany.
原来人啊，很多的时候呢。
So there are many people.
哎，他就在那个大就在教堂的门口呢，就贴了95条的论这个大纲论纲。
So when everybody came to visit, Martin Luther posted this poster with the 95
points.
So he questioned indulgences.
他不反对教会卖赎罪券。
He was not against the church selling indulgences.
但他觉得这个卖的方法是错的。
But he felt the method of selling was wrong.
所以你看见他看见光还是看见不彻底。
So he saw light but wasn't very clear.
所以他就说，那教皇他觉得教皇如果能做更好的事的话，就干脆把那个宝库里面所有的功德通通一次用光。
So if the Pope wanted to do even greater things is to use up all the merits in that great bank.
那就把所有这些家人通通救出来了。
So he could save all of those who are purgatory.
有一个人最能做这个事的。
So there's one person that could do it.
他为什么不做结果要去盖圣彼得堂呢
？So he didn't do it, but he built St. Peter's Cathedral.
所以他九十五条里面每很多很多这样，那么就是邀请大家一同来辩论。
So these 95 points, he wanted everyone to debate them.
结果没有想到，就在那个时候。
Didn't imagine at that time.
已经印刷术已经发明了。
So printing was already invented.
就是因为印刷术发明了。
Because printing was already invented.
结果他的九十五条论纲啊，一拿去印以后，两 两个礼拜之内就传遍了整个德国。
So, because printing was invented, what he posted in 2 weeks was spread throughout Germany.
四个礼拜就传遍了整个的欧洲。
And all of the 4 weeks, it was spread throughout all of Europe.
你也不觉得是神做的工作。
Don't you think it's a work of
God? 刚好最需要的时候。
When you needed it the most.
如果是大家来参观万灵节来参观那些东西的话。
So people were just there to just to see the relics.
那个根本是有限，很有限的。
That was very limited.
但是你看见吗？ 他所看见的很快的就传遍整个。
So what he saw was quickly spread through Europe.
所以那一天我们就要在德国就称作 Day of Reformation， 就是改革日。
So that's the Day of Reformation.
那就是1517年。
So that was in 1517.
10月31号。
October 31st.
这个是历史上很重要的一天。
So this is a very important day in history.
那就是所谓的改革日。
So that was the Day of Reformation.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个当然后来就引起了教廷不喜悦。
So then, of course, the church was not happy.
当然，然后他们就想尽各办法，是希望马丁路德能够收回他所要。
So they wanted Martin Luther to take back what he said.
那你回过头去想。
But if you think back,
如果那一天是改革日的话，
if that day was the Day of Reformation,
那教会改革什么？
So what was the church reforming?
到底怎么改革了？
What was getting reformed?
那个不过是对付。
That was only dealing with indulgences.
但如果你明白那整个的那个论纲的精义 ，the spirit 的话
，But if you understand the spirit of what it was talking about，
整个的精神就是因信称义。The
spirit was justification by faith.
表面上是赎罪券的问题
，Outwardly it was matter of indulgence.
结果背后里面是讲因信称义。
But behind it was justification by faith.
所以想想看
，Think about it.
如果马丁路德的改革只是因信称义的话。
So if Martin Luther's Reformation was only justification, this is a matter of gospel truth. This is a matter of salvation. So there's no point in dividing the body. There shouldn't be a reason why the whole Europe is divided. Before the world was united, from that day on, the world was divided. The church also divided. But the problem is,
这是马丁路德做的吗？这是圣灵做的，你明白？因为就是马丁路德来讲，他最多那一天给我们看的是因信称义。All
he showed us was justification.
我当然背后还有一个意思，就是圣经有最高的权威。Behind
it, it also told us that the Bible was the greatest authority.
那么这个难道是马丁路德所看见的全部吗
？Was this all that Martin Luther saw？
不是的，还有一样。
No, one more thing.
这一点非常非常重要。
This is very important.
这一点马丁路德是怎么看见的？
So how did Martin Luther see it?
跟他老师有关系。
Had to do with his teacher.
他老师是谁？
Who is his teacher?
他老师是个奥秘派。
He was a mystic.
奥秘派就是与主常常有交通。
Mystics are ones that have close fellowship with the Lord.
天主教里面奥秘派太多了。
So there are too many mystics in the Catholic Church.
那为什么他这个人这么重要呢？
Why was this person so important?
因为如果不是他的话，
Because if it weren't for him,
马丁路德眼睛没有开见。
Martin Luther's eyes were not.
你看见没有？多少得到他帮助的。
So he was helped by him.
怎么得到帮助？
How was he helped?
原来这个老师还有一个老师。
Because this teacher had another teacher.
这个老师还有个 master.
He had a master.
他原来就在整个学派里面的。
So he was the head of all that school.
在所有的奥秘派里面，这一派最特别。
So amongst all the mystics, this was the most special.
那么这一派这个最重要的是谁呢？
Who is this most important person?
这个最重要的人叫做 John Towler.
His name is John Towler.
就是陶乐弟兄。
John Towler.
我还记得我来美国的时候。
I remember when I came to the U.S.
有一次和江守道弟兄谈话。
I was having fellowship with Stephen Kong.
因为我在台湾长大。
Because I grew up in Taiwan.
在教会中长大。
In the church.
那么都喜欢。 盖恩夫人的书。
I all love the books of Madame Bian.
姊妹们很喜欢，希望学盖恩夫人一样。
Sisters wanted to imitate Madame Bian.
我们说一定很属灵，说她很像盖恩夫人。
So someone spiritual said she's like Madame Bian.
因为我们认为除了圣经保罗之外，但很少一个人像盖恩夫人那么属灵了。
Because we felt that other than Paul, there was very few people like Madame Bian.
所以有一天我就和江宁谈起盖恩夫人。
So one time I spoke of Madame Bian with the.
我就告诉他一些我所知道的。
So I told him of what I thought.
我们在台湾呢，在。 大陆啊，我们都觉得盖恩夫人恐怕是最属灵的。
In Taiwan and China, people feel that Madame Gion is the most spiritual.
然后家人怎么说呢
？What did Brother Khan say?
他说盖恩夫人呢是奥秘派里面的一个。
So said Madame Gion is one amongst many mystics.
那他说是所有奥秘派里面最小的一个。
She's actually the smallest amongst all the mystics.
这个我完全傻掉了。
I was very shocked.
我觉得她应该是最大的一个。
I felt she was the biggest.
是唯一的一个。
It's the only one.
但家人不是说她是最小的一个。
But Brother Khan said she's the smallest.
那我很自然就问那么大的是谁
？So said who's the big one?
那你不能告诉我最小，你告诉我最大的。
Don't tell me the smallest, tell me the biggest.
我到现在还记得他的答案。
I still remember his answer.
他是历史上最大的一个奥秘派。
So the greatest mystic in history.
他的名字叫 John Taylor.
His name is John Taylor.
陶乐弟兄。
John Taylor.
那原来那时候江牛想把他的讲台啊，把它翻成英文。
So he wanted to translate his messages into Chinese.
所以我说好不好？你把那本书借给我看。
Because、yeah, you lend me that book.
所以我借回家看。
So I went back and read.
过一段时间我读完了，我又回去。
After a period of time, I read it.
好像读书报告一样。
As if I did book report.
我讲我自己的感想、
I told my thoughts, my what I received.
我说将军，为什么我读这本书的时候？
It said, Brother Khan, why is it that when I read this book,
好像读尼托生定的书
as if I'm reading the books of Brother Washman Nee,
里面很有膏油
there's a lot of anointing,
东西很有深度
it's very deep,
加尼说一点都不错
that it's true,
为什么
why?
因为在这就是为什么他在与主有交通里面他是个最大的
so in this matter of having fellowship with the Lord, he was the greatest one,
为什么呢
why?
因为他影响了
Because he influenced Martin Luther.
他怎么影响马丁路德的呢
How did he influence Martin Luther?
是谁把装他的东西给他看呢
Who showed them the things of Martin Luther?
就是他的老师
It was his teacher.
原来他的老师就属于也是奥秘派与主有交通的
So his teacher was also a mystic.
那么不要忘记了
Don't forget.
奥秘派有我说所谓天主教的奥秘派
So there are the Catholic bishops.
里面充满了很多错误的
Many wrong things.
但他们里面有一派就这一派
But they had one group which is this
他们所认识的和保罗所认识的一样
so what they knew was similar to what Paul knew
那如果跟保罗一样的话
if it's just like Paul
一切都是恩典
everything is grace
不是我们做的主为我们都做的
it's not that we have done anything it's the Lord has done
所以你就读陶乐的东西
so if you read the stuff of John Taylor it's not that you've done it it's all grace
甘夫人就不同了
Madame Gion was different
甘夫人你还得要做一点
Madame Gion you had to do something
所以她为她受苦啊受不受苦不够受啊
so because she wanted to suffer more
她就把一些石头就放在她的鞋里
she placed some stones in her shoes
一面走一面痛啊
as she walked she was in pain
然后告诉主啊主啊我为你背十字架
tell the Lord I bear the cross for you
你看见没有
you see that
这个还是苦修啊
this is still self-adjustment
天主教的这个奥秘派主要就是苦修
So the Catholic mystics mostly talk about self-adjustment How do you ill-treat yourself?
你要恨你的肉体
You have to hate your flesh
你要让你什么不吃不喝你要苦待你自己
So you don't eat certain things, don't do certain things
有人这样做没有人像马丁路德做得更好
No one did it better than Martin Luther
这是马丁路德见证吗
This is a testimony of Martin Luther
但是这个老师告诉他说
But this teacher told him
你读读他的东西
You study his things
应该对你有帮助的
It should help you
所以不要忘记
Don't forget
马丁路德看见因信称义
So when Martin Luther saw justification by
faith 和John Taylor有相当的关系
much as much to do with John Taylor
好现在我们讲他第三个发现
so we talk about his third discovery
第三个发现是什么
what is his third discovery
就是每一个人在神面前都是祭司
everyone is priest
人人都是祭司
it's universal
人与神中间没有任何另外一个
between man and God there's no other priest
当然他读圣经很清楚了
he studied the Bible is clear
读启示录第一章就清楚了
Revelation chapter 1 was clear
主的血买回来有多少人就有多少祭司呢
however the blood was how many people were bought by the blood then it was the
你只要读圣经你就知道不可能人都是你还有个祭司
you study the Bible
祭司嘛
there is no other priest other than the Lord
所以我想是非常清楚的
it's very clear
你读圣经这个真理很容易就出来了
you study the Bible the truth will come out
但是因为他读陶乐的作品
but because he studied John Taylor's book
越读他越得到帮助
the more he read the more he felt
他相信这是真的
he felt this is true
那么怎么回事呢
so what was it
原来 John Taylor 在哪里来的呢
so where did John Taylor come from
原来 John Taylor 啊他是也是个修士
John Taylor was also a monk
跟跟他一样的
just like him
不过是 Dominican 的修士多米尼克派的那个修士
so he was a Dominican monk
那多米尼克克多米多米尼克的修士都是很有学问的。
Dominican monks, they're all scholars.
还有他们很会传道的。
They also knew how to preach.
他们为什么他们有这个呢
？Why did they have this?
就是因为当初有一帮基督教的瓦甘谷中的弟兄。
Because there was a group of brothers and sisters called the Valdense.
他们两个出去传道。
So they went two by two to preach.
而且他们很贫穷，为主。
And they were very poor.
而且他们每个人圣经都很熟。
So they all knew the Bible very well.
所以那教会当初为了对付这帮人。
So the church wanted to deal with these people.
教人不再跟从他们。
So that people would not follow them.
所以他们也有两派。
So then they had two groups.
一个派专门是像乞丐一样贫穷的。
So there was one who were poor like beggars.
那就是圣方济会 San Francisco.
And that these are the San Franciscans.
但这个不够。
This is not enough.
这个只是对付一半，瓦甘是一半。
They're just to deal with the Valdense part of the question.
还有另外一半呢？
And the other half,
需要人读圣经才可以。
You need people that study the Bible.
需要人有学问才可以。
People that were scholars.
需要一个人传福音。
People that preach the gospel.
好了，那么这个弟兄 John Tyler 是其中一个。
Now John Tyler was one of them.
他所在的地方叫 Strasbourg.
The place he was in Strasbourg.
是德下还是德国的？不过现刚好在德国跟法国边界。
Now it was in the border of Germany and France.
And 现在呢，神使用他。
Now the Lord used him.
那么。等他讲道的时候
When he spoke,
好多人来听他道
Many people heard him speak.
他讲与主交通
He spoke about fellowship with the Lord.
大家来听也要与主交通
Everybody also wanted to come
你想想看
Think about it.
他们讲道应该在大教堂
They felt that they needed to be in big cathedrals
大教堂不是讲道的
The big cathedral is not to preach
大教堂是望弥撒的
Big cathedral is for the mass
你知道越少越好
The less you knew, the better.
你知道越少，你越能顺服教会。
The less you know, the more you obey the church.
所以你明白吗？
You understand that?
但那个时候多在一个地方，没有办法，这个 John Tyler 讲到，只好用大教堂。
So when John Tyler spoke, he had to use the big cathedral.
而且不光这样，他一定要把多米尼哥的那多米尼加的那个 Dominican 的那个礼拜堂要盖起来，有的是为了讲道用的。
And he also wanted to build up the Dominican church.
所以很自然，你看很多人就来参加他们的聚会呀。
So many people came to participate. The meeting.
大教堂是教会当局的。
So this great cathedral belongs to the church.
你们来这个望弥撒欢迎。
So you come for the mass, welcome.
但你们这个道听得越多越不行的。
But the more you listen to the messages, the more you can't help it.
而且他讲得很有能力呀。
Yeah, he was powerful in his message.
满满的。
It was full.
所以后来他们盖的礼拜堂啊，盖个礼拜堂几乎可以跟那个最大的礼拜堂比赛的比较的。
So they built a cathedral that was almost as big as the biggest one.
所以他们就产生了很大的冲突。
So there was a great conflict.
那因为他讲道啊，所以教会当局很紧张啊。
Now, because he spoke, the church is
虽然全城都来听到啊
，The whole city came to listen.
所以怎么办呢
？So what would he do?
当他们走了以后
，After John Tyler left,
那么他们呢？结果觉得他们也要讲道
，So they felt they needed to preach as well.
所以他们特别弄了个讲台
，So they arranged for a big pulpit.
讲台上弄的非常的这个非常的考究，非常的繁华
，Very nice pulpit.
那么请另外一个人也很会讲道。
And they asked another person who knew how to
speak. 那人讲道的有一只狗呢，就在旁边等着。
So then there was a preacher, and then there was a dog right next to him.
从那个时候开始，天主教才会想说，哦，这个讲道能够吸引很多的人。
So then from that time on, the Roman Catholics then understood the message will attract people.
但是所有知道他故事的人都晓得。
Everybody who knew his story.
这个 John Tyler 怎么得到帮助呢
？How did John Tyler receive help?
他怎么得救的呢
？How was he saved?
谁给他属灵帮助
？Who helped him?
原来是谷中的弟兄们
，The Valdenses helped.
是 Valdense 帮助他。
The Valdenses had helped.
他们老在马丁路德四百年前，就是在马丁路德四百年前已经知道义性成义了。
400 years before Martin Luther, he already knew justification.
而且他们学习与主有交通。
And they learned how to fellowship.
尤其在莱茵河附近。
Especially in the River Rhine.
大概风景太好了。
Because of the scenery is nice.
所以很多很多的人呢，他们都学习与主交通。
So they learn how to fellowship with the Lord.
但是不要忘记了。
But、don't forget.
普通的奥秘派啊
Normally the mystics.
都是那些修士啊，修女啊。
Or the monks and the the.
或者主教啊，大主教啊，包括教皇在里面应该这样啊。
And the pope and the cardinals, etc.
所以这些人只有那些最高的人、最有地位的人才能与主交通。
So those who had the highest positions, they could have fellowship. fellowship with the Lord. They were very holy. The Lord was pleased with them. Their prayer the Lord answered.
So the mystics
referred to those who were spiritual and holy. But now what was the problem? But these Valdenses all have fellowship with the Lord. So what were they people called?
Friends of God.
The friends of God. The friends of God.
那么这个 John Tyler 怎么得救，怎么属灵的呢？
How was John Tyler saved? How was he spiritual?
他到一个神的朋友那个大本营叫 Basel， 就是瑞士的一个城。
So he went to this friends of God, a city in Basel.
那这个 Basel 也是在莱茵河上。
And this was also in the River Rhine.
那一代通通的those children of 都是神的朋友。
So they were all the friends of God.
那他就在他们身上得到许许多的帮助。
So he got much help from them.
就开了他们的眼。
The Lord opened their eyes.
所以他讲道的时候。
So when he spoke.
所有的人都变成神的朋友。
Everyone became the friends of God.
个个都能与主有交通。
Everyone can have fellowship with the Lord.
你怎么能与主交通？
How can you have fellowship with
the Lord? 你交通，你站在神面前才对呀。
Before you have fellowship, you have to stand before.
If
you have no position, how could you stand? Fellowship is after you have a position, you can speak. So before you have fellowship with the Lord, you're already first justified. Because of grace, you're justified. So you understand?That all of
Strasbourg
brought in this great recovery.
原因在哪里？
Why?
现在 John Tyler 不只告诉人说每个人都是因信称义的。
But John Tyler not only told everybody that everyone's just
每个人都可以与主有交通。
Everyone can have fellowship with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brother,
你现在看见吗？
Now you see.
然后那个时候马丁路德找了一本书。
So that time Martin Luther found a book.
他以为是 John Tyler 写的。
He thought that John Tyler wrote it.
后来发现不是他写的。
Then he discovered he didn't write
it. 是神的朋友们写的。
It was the friends of God who wrote it.
你看见吗？
You see
that? 那个叫做 Theologica Germanica， 就是德国的神学。
Theologica Germanica。
这个德国神学不是有学问的写的。
This is not written by a Bible scholar.
与主有交通的写的。
It's written by those who have fellowship with the Lord.
然后马丁路德就出版了那本书。
So Martin Luther published the book.
他也写了序。
He also wrote the intro.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他除了圣经之外，
he said, besides the Bible,
我再也看不到有一本书像这样。
I haven't seen another book like it.
弟兄姊妹，
but this is,
这是谁呢？
Who is this?
这是神的朋友们。
It was the friends of God.
每个人不止都是祭司。
Everybody not just priests.
每个人都可以与主交通。
They can also fellowship with the Lord.
所以马丁路德想起来。
So Martin Luther remembered.
为什么那个时候这个多米尼克应该是教会里面的人才对啊？
So they thought that Dominican should be part of the church.
怎么跟教会对立起来？
But how come they were against the church.
很清楚。
Very clear.
在马丁路德还没有以前。
Before Martin Luther.
你看见吗？已经有这个局面了。
So there was already this tradition.
所以马丁路德眼睛就开启了。
So Martin Luther's eyes were open.
现在你看见没有？
So now you see that.
原来每个人都是祭司。
Now you see, everyone is a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, but,
在那一段。
So at that point,
he
discovered the third truth. What is the third truth?
人人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
每一个人都可以来到主面前。
Everyone can come before the Lord.
他怎么得到这个帮助呢？
How does he help this way?
他就是得着刚才我所说的那个弟兄的，那个 John Tyler 的帮助。
He was helped by John Tyler.
他不止这样。
Not only that.
他读圣经。
He read the Bible.
他才发现说，
he discovered.
原来教会已经被掳到巴比伦。
He knew that the church was deported to Babylon.
所以现在神跟人中间还有祭司。
So now there's priests between man and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，他从来没有想到要离开教会。
He never wanted to leave the church.
他从来没有想到改革教会，没有的。
He never wanted to reform the church. This is later.
你看他舍不得离开那里，索多玛、俄摩拉。
He didn't want to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像罗德一样。
Just like Lot.
是天使的时候拉着他出来。
So the angels had to pull Lot out.
你如果读教会历史，
if you study church history,
你如果读 Reformation 的话，
if you study the Reformation,
不是马丁路德。我老早预设好，我想好有一天要改革教，没有。
Not that Martin Luther thought of, I want to reform.
没有一个人可以这样做。
No one can do such a thing.
弟兄姊妹，
but、
是主自己做。
It's the Lord who did it.
主从里面拉出来。
The Lord took him out of that situation.
先想到救恩的问题。
First in this matter of salvation.
然后借着他的 master， 借着他的上司来帮助他。
Through his master, he helped them.
现在有了 John Tyler 这些东西的帮助。
So there was the help from John Tyler.
他在读圣经。
After he studied the Bible.
他慢慢就清楚。
He slowly started to
understand. 教会果然被落到巴比伦。
The church has been deported to Babylon.
所以就在改革日以后三年之内。
So within 3 years of the Day of Reformation, amazingly,
你看整个亮光像洪水一样倒在马丁路。
So the whole light was poured out like a flood on Martin Luther.
所以问弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
到底马丁路德给了我们什么？
So what did Martin Luther give us?
或者说
In other words,
到底圣灵借着马丁路德给了我们什么？
What did the Holy Spirit through Martin Luther give us?
我们今天觉得很平常。
We think it's very normal.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是整个改革的三根柱子。
So this is the three pillars of Reformation.
第一
First,
是客，第一是客，啊，第一是客观的。
First is objective.
那个就是圣经说的。
First is the Bible.
然后另外两个是主观的。
The other two are subjective.
一个是个人的经历。
One is the personal experience.
一个是团体的经历。
One is the experience of a
corporate experience.
When you speak about all being
priests, 有另外一个说法。
There's another way to say it.
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brethren.
不，还有另外一个说法。
There's another way to say it.
我们虽多仍是一个身体。
We are many, but we are one body.
我们虽然许多肢体。
Even though many members.
但是我们都是身体上的肢体。
But we are also all members of the body.
我们同做肢体。
We are all members.
每个肢体比另外一个肢体更大。
There's not one member bigger than the other one.
所有的肢体都连于基督。
All the members are connected to Christ.
所以弟兄姊
妹，
如果我们都是肢体的话
，If we are all members，
都是连于基督的话
，All connected to Christ，
就一个头。
United with
Christ. 那个头不是坐在罗马教皇位置上的。
The head is not on the throne of the Pope.
那个头乃是复活的基督。
The throne is the resurrected Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白。
Now you understand.
教会经过1600年黑暗的时期。
After 1600 years in the dark ages.
教会被掳到巴比伦去。
The church is deported into Babylon.
一点的光都没有。
No, without light.
就像推亚推拉一样。
Just like Thyatira.
但是谁应许得胜者？
But the Lord allowed, called for overcomers.
那应许 promise.
Promise overcomers.
要给他们晨星。
That will give them the morning star.
为什么晨星？
Why the morning star?
因为在天黑最暗的时候，以天亮以前，晨星要出现。
So before the day dawns, then the morning star.
所以推亚推拉所代表的乃是黑暗时代。
So Thyatira represents the church in the dark ages.
是谁叫天亮？
Who caused the light to dawn?
不是马丁路。
Not Martin Luther.
是圣灵做。
Is the birth of
the Holy Spirit. 你越读教会历史，
the more you study the church,
你越看见一件事。
The more you see this.
圣灵做了。何等奇妙的！
It was a wonderful
work of the Holy Spirit. 马丁路德做梦都没有想到。
Martin Luther never imagined.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那是圣灵借着他所恢复的三根柱子。
So those are the three pillars that the Holy Spirit used Martin Luther to.
一直到今天。
Even until today.
这三个亮光仍旧照耀到今天。
So these three lights are still shining until today.
弟兄姊妹，就是圣灵所要的。
This is what the Holy Spirit wanted.
明白吗？但是因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
你看见没有？
You see that?
当人把头换了。
When you switch out the head,
他的身体自然就坏了。
The body will also be sick.
许多人还以为说那还是基督的身体。
Many people think that's still the body of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道是基督的身体？
How do you know it's the body of Christ?
那我们每个人都是祭司。
When we are all priests.
每一个肢体都连于元首的身体。
Every member is connected to the head.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
What is this?
这就是教会。
This is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
讲到分门别类的时候，
when you speak.Of divisions in the body.
所以这是为什么我们从马丁路德讲起。
That's why we start with Martin Luther.
那个时候你看见说整个身体，基督身体就在那里恢复。
So you saw that the body of Christ was restored.
这就是撒迪教会的开始。
This is the start of the church of Sardis.
哦，很可惜。
I'm sorry.
撒迪教会圣灵对他的要求是高的。
So the Holy Spirit had great expectations of the church of Sardis.
太阳还不好吗？
The sun has come out.
但那个只是黎明的光。
But that's just the day, the light of dawn.
越照越明，一直到日午。
It should be brighter and brighter until noon.
我们大概到了日午的今天。
So today we probably come to noon.
经过400年的照耀的光，越来越强，越来越强。
After 400 years, the light is brighter and brighter and brighter.
对不对？撒底怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say to Sardis?
你在神面前没有一样是完全。
There's not one thing that's complete before God.
神要的是完全。
The Lord wants. Perfection.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord. In the beginning, the light wasn't that bright. Well, but the Bible is the word of God. The Bible is the greatest authority. Everyone according to the leading of the Holy Spirit can understand the Bible. It's not the church has the final word. The Holy Spirit has the final word. But because of this, you see that? You study the Bible, I study the Bible. He studies the Bible.
那弟兄姊妹，感谢主，现在圣灵完全的自由。
The Holy Spirit has freedom.
你如果完全服在圣灵的权柄。
If you're completely under the authority of the Holy Spirit.
我们的解释差不很远的。
Our interpretation won't be too far apart.
细节很远。
The details may be a little different, but generally should be similar.
你看见吗？所以在这里给我们看得很清楚。
Now you see that.
主要的一定是清楚的。
The main parts are very clear.
当然了。
But of course,
我们的每一个人的光都不一样。
Everyone's light is different.
他的光跟生命的程度也不一样。
And then everyone's life is different.
所以我们要长大成人嘛。
So we have to grow up and become mature.
然后我们才能达到信仰上的合一嘛。
So then we can reach attain to the.
到那个时候，我们就有很多细节也相同了。
Also attain to the unity of knowledge.
但是起头不是。
But in the beginning,
起头主要是相同的。
Beginning is just main things are similar.
一信一喜一灵一个圣灵一主一神等等等，就这么简单。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Etc. etc.
所以弟兄，你明白吗？
You see that?
但你要长大，
you have to grow up.
长大一个地步，
you grow to the point,
才能达到信仰上的问题。
Then you have unity of faith.
但是我们的不同不是我们分开的原因。
But our understanding is different. Shouldn't be the reason why we are divided.
不是我们分开的原因。
The light that we have in the Bible shouldn't be the reason why we are divided. Why can't we be divided? Because we're one body.
我们同作肢体。
We are all members.
我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
我们都是神的朋友。
We're all the friends.
我们都与主有亲密的交通。每个人都是。这是教会。
This is the church.
这是教会的恢复。
This is the restoration of the church.
在马利路的那个时候。
During the time of Martin Luther,
这个光已经照亮。
This light was already shining.
因着人的软弱。
Because of weakness of man.
人的失败。
We,
人在争这个争那个。
People were fighting.
结果就在身体上分门别类。
There are divisions in the body.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
Now you understand,
所有的故事是从那里来的。
All the stories start from there.
从明天下午开始。
Starting for tomorrow afternoon,
我们要来看。
We want to look at.
人的肉体怎么进来的？
How did the flesh enter in?
只要分裂，一定肉体的故事。
How, if you split, it's the story of the flesh.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
彼得、基法是神所赐的。
Peter, Cephas is provided by God.
彼得的丰富是神所给的。
So the part of Peter was
given by God.
The richness of Apollos was given by the Lord. Paul's richness was given by the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this abundance came from the Lord. They all have their differences. But it doesn't mean that you have to divide into three or four parts. So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit in the church The abundance he gives us is like he gives it to Paul, Cephas, etc.
神兴起大卫。
The Lord raised Darby.
神兴起神兴起威斯利约翰。
The Lord raised John Wesley.
神兴起新晋道夫。
新晋道夫。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主给他们都有一份。
The Lord gave them each a part.
主没有叫我们属威斯利。
The Lord didn't say we should belong to Luther.
主没有说我们要属马丁路德。
We have to belong to Luther.
主也没有告诉我们说要属新晋道夫。
Or Zinzendorf.
保罗怎么说呢
What did Paul say?
保罗是你们的
Paul is yours
还有就是基法属于你们
Cephas is yours
基督属于你们
Christ is yours
万物都是你们的
All things are yours
就这么信心吗你要把它倒过来
You have to reverse it
感谢主
Thank the Lord
新晋道夫是我们的
Zinzendorf is ours
马丁路德是我们的
Martin Luther is ours
弟兄们你看见吗
See that?
就今天你看见说浸信会所看见的光是我们的
The light that the Baptists have seen is ours
我们看见的光
The light we see.
我们不是浸信会
We're not that.
我们得着马丁路的帮助
We're helping Martin Luther.
我们不是路德会
We're not for the Lutheran church.
我们得着威斯利约翰的帮助
We're helping John Wesley.
我们不是威斯利约翰的帮助
We're not Methodist.
你要掉过头来的话
Just reverse it.
你看见就不会分门别类
So then you will not be divided.
这些丰富都是我们的
These riches are ours.
所以当我们看历史的时候
So we look at history.
你看这些丰富怎么吃下来的
So where did this abundance come from?
你可以带来多少的复兴
It brings great restoration. So this is the Lord for his body.
叫我们从完全带到完全。
So bring us from completeness to completeness.
从马丁路德那个时候的完全。
So from the perfection of
Martin Luther. 一直到 Sparks 那个时候的完全。
Until Sparks.
Austin Sparks. 所以从完全达到完全。
So from perfection to perfection.
所以主才得着一般白衣的人与他同行。
So that's why the Lord gained a people that will wear white garments.
这就是拉比里面的得胜者。
So this is the overcomer of the star.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你既然回过头去看，
when you look back this way,
谁是得胜者呢？
Who are the overcomers?
不肯分门别类的。
Those who are not willing to be divided.
你看见吗？这些祝福不应该分开我们。
We should, these blessings shouldn't separate us.
如果这个丰富是头的丰富的话，
if this riches are the head,
是源头的丰富的话，
the head.
我们要问说
we have to ask,
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
元首是分开的吗？不是。
Is the head divided?
你不能把它分开了。
Cannot separate.
分开祝福就流掉了。
If you separate it,
you have the blessing of God. 你统统加在一起。
You have to add it all together.
彼得是属于你们的。
Peter is yours.
西法属于你们的。
Stephen,
保罗属于你们的。
Paul is yours.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了什么叫历史的教训？
What is this, lesson of history?
你读教会历史，
on the one hand, you study church history,
你欢天喜地，
you rejoice.
神把那么多祝福赐给我，
the Lord has given us such abundance.
结果人根据他所得的祝福，
then through that abundance,
神给的是太平洋。
So God has given the
Pacific to us.
So many people wanted to take a bucket of water from the
Pacific.
Someone wants to take the other
bucket.
So there are 38,000 different buckets.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个头的丰富被分散了。
So the riches of the head has been divided.
如果我们掉过头来的话，
if we reverse it,
你看见头丰富在基督身上，
the riches are in Christ,
就流到基督的身上，
flows to this body.
你想想看，
think about it.
那不是教会成熟的时候吗？
Isn't that the mature church?
如果你这样回头去看的话，
you look at it this way,
我们不是能从教会历史里面得的教训吗？
Can we learn from church history?
所以让我们记得，
Let's remember,
免得分门别类，
that you may not be divided,
免得在身体上分门别类，
so that you may not be divided in the body,
免得基督被分开，
so that the Christ may not be divided.
那个路在哪里呢？
What is the way?
路在圣经。
The way is in the Bible.
我们就知道我们怎么往前去。
We know how to go forward.
人家问你的时候，
when someone asks you,
你说我就是基督徒。
That I'm a Christian.
人问你是哪样的基督徒？
That what kind of Christian?
你说我就是基督徒。
I'm a Christian.
你没有办法说我是威斯利的。
Yeah, I'm not a Methodist.
你没有办法说我是浸信会。
I'm not a Baptist.
你没有办法说我是长老会。
I'm not a Presbyterian.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？免得分门别类。
So that you may not be the.
我们要小心，弟兄姊妹。
So you have to be careful.
我们不要做个煽风点火的。
Well, let us not be the
divided.
Divided.
我们要做一个使人和睦的。
We want to unite.
哪里你把爱播下去，
whenever you bring forth,
哪里就带合一句。
Then you bring forth unity.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
不要忘记，
don't forget.
分裂基督身体是个罪。
To divide the body of Christ is a sin.
你不管怎么样，
no matter what,
都不能分离。
You cannot divide the body.
这一点很重要的。
This is very important.
所以我们要学个教训。
So we have to learn a lesson.
这个教训什么教训呢？
Lesson?
就是免得分门别类。
That you may not divide the body.
讲到身体的时候，
when you speak about the body,
我们要说免得身体分类。
So that you may not divide the body.
讲到头的元首的时候，
so you speak of the head.
我们要说基督是分开的吗？
So that is the head divided?
所以我想今天呢，我们开个头。
So we'll just have an intro.
稍微多用一点的时间，
use a little bit extra time.
因为这样的话我们明天两堂我们就知道我们怎么走过教会的历史，我们就晓得为什么今天有这么多会，这个会那个会那个会那个会。
So after two sessions tomorrow, we'll be better understand why there's so many denominations.
那主是呼召那些穿白衣服。
The Lord has called those who wear white garments.
不受这些污染的。
They're not spoiled by this.
不拒绝接受肉体污染的。
That reject the pollution
of the flesh. 我们要保罗。
We want Paul.
我们要彼得。
We want Peter.
我们要亚波罗。
We want Apollos.
但是我们不是属彼得的。
But we're not of Paul.
我们也不是属保罗的。
Not of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，我们拥抱所有的弟兄姊妹。
So we embrace all believers.
你看见吗？
You see that?
这个就是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
所以我们这一次读这个题目很有意思。
So this time we study this topic.
我们希望从反面能看见证。
We want to look at the positive from the negative.
所以希望大家告诉弟兄姊妹有这样的一个机会。
So let others know there's such an opportunity.
所以明天下午我们再继续。
After tomorrow afternoon we'll continue.
我们低头给
祈祷。Let us bow with a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们谢谢你，当教会混乱的时候。
We thank you that when the church is in confusion.
你把这些话赏给我。
You give these words to us.
你不是要我们去定罪别人。
You don't want us to judge others.
你要让我们知道怎么走路。
You want us to know how to walk.
我们就是会分裂的。
We are dividers.
我们的肉体就 就是会闯祸。
Our flesh will cause problems.
求你拯救我们。
May you save us.
求你可怜我们。
May you have mercy on us.
但愿我们免得在身体上分门别类。
So that we may not divide the body.
我们能够汲取历史的教训。
We may learn the lessons of history.
在你面前学习美好的功课。
To learn the lessons before.
我们相信你把我们从远东各地方带到美国来。
We believe you brought us from the far east to the United States.
一定有你的美意。
You have your purpose.
不管我们在什么岗位上。
No matter what place we are.
不管我们在哪里。
No matter where we're at.
但愿你的灯台的光永远照。
May the light of your lampstand shine forth.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.